Nathan Zagura here at M&T Bank Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-10 on the season, losing 28-7 to the Baltimore Ravens. At one point in the first half, following a Cody Kessler touchdown pass to Seth Duvall, the two rookies hooked up and put the Browns up 7-3. From that moment on, the Ravens ran off 25 unanswered points, and the Browns' second half woes continued. The Browns failed to score in the second half. The Ravens scored 22 points, three different touchdown drives. Joe Flacco finishing the day with a season-high three touchdown passes. It was more of the same. The Ravens had the ball for nearly 40 minutes. The Browns, about 20 minutes. The Ravens had 29 first downs on the day. The Browns had 11. The Ravens converted 7 of their 12 third downs. The Browns were just 2 of 10 on that important down. And in the yardage category, it was 396 for the Ravens, just 144 for the Browns. Now, this game started with Cody Kessler, quarterback, and he came out. He was 11 of 18 for 91 yards and a touchdown in the first half. The Browns got the ball to start the second half. He went 3 and out, and Hugh Jackson decided it was time to make a quarterback switch. In came Josh McCown, and things, let's say, did not go as planned. McCown threw 2 interceptions, was sacked, and lost a fumble. 3 turnovers in the second half, no points, and the Browns ultimately dropped this game to the Baltimore Ravens 28-7. The team will now have some time to get ready. They'll play at home the next 2 weeks, but this will be a team with a lot of questions at quarterback now and a lot of questions as they try to find their first victory here in the 2016 season. For the latest on this game and all things related to your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.